Thanks for calling in to the tip of the day. This is ENVP Linda Parker, and we have a very special guest with us today, MVP Beth Malkuk. Beth was an MVP trip winner this year. She has a booming, huge business growing. She just did a car presentation this past weekend. And so, Beth, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Awesome. Thanks, Linda. I really was excited about the fact that you kind of suggested I train on expectation today. And so my tip pertains to expecting the best. And I love this topic. It's one that's really close to my heart because along my journey in Arbonne, I have learned and personally seen how critically tied our expectations are to our results because they're tied directly to our beliefs, like critically tied. I remember when I started my business and I had so much fear. I had so much fear that this wasn't going to work, that I wouldn't be successful, that I would never reach the top of the company, even if I tried my best, all that head trash, you know, yada, yada. And I remember my friend saying, Beth, instead of focusing on if or why this can't work for you, why don't you focus on why it can and how it's going to change your life? And from that point forward, I made the decision to only focus on what I wanted, not what I didn't want more of or what wasn't going my way or how this wasn't going to work, but really how this was going to work for my family and change our lives over time. And then all of a sudden, I started to expect it to. So I chose to believe the things that served me. And these are a couple of examples. When I went to GTC my first year as a team of one and a half, the other half was at the pool most of the time, my family was actually a medical assistant at the time. We were broke. We were dirt poor, and I made the investment of going to GTC, and it changed my life. And I sat down and had lunch with my MVP and said, what do I need to do? And she just looked me in the eyes, and she said, you have to execute 8 parties, and it will get you to the top of this company. And you guys, I believe that. I hung on every word. Those, like, couple words, it will get you to the top if you do it. And I made a choice that no matter what, I would have 8 parties on my calendar and execute them every single month that point forward because I truly believed it would make me a regional vice president and then a national vice president. So the months that I only had 4 people hosting, I self-hosted 4 more. I mean, was it better than having other people host for me? No, absolutely not. But I made that commitment to never have less than 8. When I was going region, I truly believed, my MVP said, I look at your sponsoring numbers, I know that you are ready to pop. You are ready to pop. And I hung on to that. I believed it. And I can't tell you I believed it for 1 month. I believed it for many, many months. And that was tied to my expectation that I was going region. I also remember hearing this is a recession-proof industry. And I would tell people this. I would tell people it's recession-proof. This is the industry you want to be in. And I had started my business prior to the economic downturn. And you guys, I think September 2008, when the economy changed, we started popping regional vice presidents from that point forward. I think we've promoted 9 since. At a time, the worst economic time in our country's history, next to World War II. So it was really tied to my expectations. Even my worst parties I've ever had, I always knew they were going to have a powerful impact for my business, and I could reach the top because I remember stories of Cecilia Stoll driving 8 hours to have somebody close the blinds on her. So those 10-hour round trip, driving trips to a party with no sales, I would tell myself things that served me, and it changed my expectations. When people didn't come to Nation or they wouldn't get on calls or come to retreat, I remember Kara Bransma's story about Mary Rice. And when she was asked to train at Nation and she didn't come because she was picking out a puppy, or when Kayla Luna stopped working her business for a year and came back and now is a regional vice president, the stories of this district managers and consultants who come and go, I always think they're going to be my next Linda Parker because she came and went 6 times and now she's in the top 10. Stagnant periods of time in my business, Tara Brands, the story of not promoting a regional vice president for 26 months, and then promoting dozens right after each other. And then belief that anybody who sticks around in this business can make it to the top. Cecilia Stoll has stories upon stories of her direct national vice president who didn't promote Nation before their 5th or 7th year in this business. And I think when I promoted, I was her like 80th national vice president in her success line. So their journeys were slow and steady. They didn't go in 27 minutes, but they win, and it's part of her story, and they have amazing businesses. So all of these stories in my head have changed my expectations, which have changed my behaviors, and our daily behaviors equal habits. Habits lead to results, and sometimes the results aren't always pretty, but they're always fair. So the daily execution of changing expectations for me, you guys, it didn't happen overnight, and it didn't come without a lot of work. I still work on my head trash every day, but I expect that this hard work is going to pay off, and it has. But I have had days where I fall off the wagon and I slip backwards. My growth in this area hasn't come without a lot of disappointments or setbacks or challenges, both personally and professionally, and a lot of self-doubt at times. But that's where personal growth and development have really come in. And Jenny Kronbach talked about this yesterday in a call, where my handlers have really played a pivotal role in my life. Joyce Dieter, a new regional vice president on my team, was joking when we were in Italy. She said, I have a lot of handlers, someone for my nails, someone for my eyelashes, someone for my hair. And Jenny said, you know, I have a lot of handlers for my personal growth. You know, my mentorfish, my leaders, the wisdom I get from books, trainings I attend. Some of us, we have sideline friends and uplines that keep us accountable, and even friends outside of Arbonne that help us stretch. I really committed to tripling my rate of learning in these past 18 months because I learned if you triple your rate of learning, you'll double your income. And I really got really focused on who I spent the most time with. So who do you spend your time with? Are they people who expect you to succeed or expect this business to work for you? Or if they're in Arbonne, do they expect it to work for themselves, or is it the opposite? You know, who do you want pouring into you? Someone who says it's going to be okay if you want to quit when it gets tough, or the people who breathe belief into your dreams and into you. You know, I share this with you because I think it's easy to say, well, of course Beth has positive expectations. She's an MVP. Or look where she's at. She hasn't experienced the things I'm seeing or experiencing in my business. She's just lucky. You guys, the worst thing you could possibly do in this business is compare your everyday with someone else's highlight reel, or think that the polished product you see is their whole story. I remember going to an area manager retreat and curling up in a ball in tears in my room thinking I didn't belong, that I was never going to be good enough, that I would never talk like those people, that I would never dress like those people. It was probably the lowest point in my business, and I had to learn to celebrate other people's success. I had to learn to be inspired by what they proved was possible. And so the next time you're with one of the most successful people in Arbonne, or someone who you admire professionally or even personally, whether it be an athlete, a parent, a pastor, a friend, instead of asking them about their successes, ask them about their failures. Ask how they overcame them, because I guarantee you will learn more from their failures than you will their highlights. It's the sum of our attitudes, our responses, our behaviors, and those habits and expectations that dictate our results. And any world-class thinker or uber-successful human being on this planet will tell you how they failed forward, but they always expected to succeed. And that's why they are where they are at. So what do you expect? Here's a few tips I have around expectations. Expect this business to work. If you work it consistently and you do the work and you follow the system and never quit, it will. Plain and simple. You have to believe that you will, or you're going to stop doing the things that you need to do to get there. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. If I don't think I'm going to be successful, I'll watch Grey's Anatomy or every football game on Monday nights or every TV show on the planet instead of making calls, reading, or getting on training calls. I'll make a hair appointment instead of going to Nation. I'll make up excuses of why I can't go to GTC even though it's 6 months away, or that I don't like tropical vacations or free jewelry, because that becomes my justification and my excuse for not tapping into my greatness, because I don't believe it's going to happen. You're not going to follow the system or work hard at this business if you don't believe it's possible. If you believe no one wants to do Arbonne or needs it, if you believe that no one's going to want to work as hard as you, those are things that are going to impact your expectation tremendously. So do you want to be right about that stuff, or do you want to be successful? We can convince ourselves of almost anything, so why not make it something that serves you? Expect to achieve your dreams and expect that you are capable. To be honest, though, you guys, you might not be fully equipped today at this very moment. So expect to change through this process and expect that growth to sometimes be a little painful. Look at the transformation that happens with a larvae to a caterpillar to become a butterfly. It doesn't look easy. And if nothing ever changed, we wouldn't have butterflies. So embrace the growth and the change and expect it to change your business, your life, your relationships, and your future, because it will. Expect this business to take time. It takes time to build a multi-million dollar business and a global network that will pay you for a lifetime. Expect to be challenged. It might be a challenge going area or region or going from region to nation, maybe as an MVP, or maybe the whole time you will be challenged like I have been, but embrace it. It's your journey and it's perfectly laid out for you, and it's never going to go faster than it's supposed to. No one's entitled to an easier journey than the person before them. And finally, expect that people are full of excellence, that they not only need this business, but that you will attract the people that this company needs, and expect that they will not only join you and your team, but they will want to follow the system. Never let the exception become your rule. And I want to explain this. If I sit down with five people this week and they all decide this isn't a fit for them, and I qualify for them for this business, right, and they decide it's not a fit for them, I don't change my expectation that nobody, and my expectation does not become that nobody wants to do Arbonne. They're the exception. They're not the rule. My rule stays the same. I believe that people want this business. I believe people will excel at it. If I have somebody start and stop, I don't all of a sudden believe everybody's going to start and stop. My expectation does not change for the exception. The rule stays the same. So expect people to follow our system from day one. Expect them to respect this as a business and get the tools they need to make a personal investment in their future and have long-range vision. Expect them to want to launch their business with eight parties their very first month and to consistently work our system to the top. Expect people to add to their teams right out of the gate. Expect people to see the value of following our system of two presentations a week, offering this business with an abundant attitude and wanting to develop as leaders. And expect people to enjoy this journey as much as you do. When you have this expectation, it changes your behavior and you put tens on people's foreheads. But you also have to have the realistic expectation that people will quit. They might want to go slower. They might not get it right away. So just so you aren't disappointed when it happens, I want to let you know that it might happen that way sometimes for some people. That's the exception, right? Don't change the rule. But have such a full personal calendar and an unshakable personal commitment that when this does happen, you can just love people where they're at. So in closing, you guys, expect the best. Be bold, be blessed, work hard, never quit. Expect that you are worth nothing short of the most amazing things in life, because God has made us all with excellence. We cannot physically dream of something that we aren't capable of achieving, because that's His vision for us. To not act on it is denying something that we were given, a gift. But that is a choice, and it is tied to whether or not you believe or expect it to be possible for yourself and for others. Expect that every single day, no matter what challenges you face, the no-shows, the goose egg parties, business builders who come and go, even when you feel like you're the only person who believes this is going to work or buys into your own vision, believe and expect that this works for you, and it will work for you, because I know it will. I expect to see you all on stage at DTC at a new level or earning an award. I expect to see you all on the AIT trip in 2014. And I expect that we together are going to change hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of lives for this business. So that's my tip, Linda, a long tip, but that's it.
Oh, Beth, thank you so much. I think that's a huge one, is our expectation. So thank you so much for sharing on our tip of the day. And everyone listening, don't forget to make someone's day. Thanks so much, Beth.